Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a message from the series, The Life of Praise. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
If you would turn to Psalms, the 34th Psalm, our text here has to do with the life of praise. We've been talking about this for some weeks now, the life and the lifestyle of praise, because we believe from the Scripture that we are to have a habit, a habitual practice, lifestyle of praising God. That all Christians should be praisers and thankers and worshipers, not just in church, not just a couple of times a week, but we are to breathe and blink our eyes and praise God, right? Eat and drink and sleep and worship. Let's read this out loud together. Psalm 34, verse 1 through 3, let's read it out loud together. I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. My soul shall make her boast in the Lord. The humble shall hear thereof and be glad. Oh, magnify the Lord with me. Let us exalt His name together. Hallelujah. I'll bless the Lord when? When is that? All the time. When would you not be blessing the Lord then? If you were doing that, when would you not be blessing the Lord? Well, no, he'd be all means all the time. And he said, his praise shall continually be where? In my mouth. So every good thing we enjoy, every slice of turkey and cranberry, every piece of cornbread, is that right? Every nap, every pair of socks without a hole in them. Huh? Every tank of gas. Every good conversation. Every moment without pain. Did you hear me now? Every good thing we ought to say. We ought to say, thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. I appreciate it. Now see, what are you doing? You're doing these two main things when you do that. Number one, oh, this is the big one. You're doing what the ungodly will not do, what they refuse to do. You are acknowledging this came from God. See, the ungodly world refuses to acknowledge that. No, I worked hard for my money. No, I worked hard and I put myself through school and I did this and I did that and I burnt the midnight oil and I was smarter than the average bear. Yeah. And I figured it out and well, what are they doing? They are giving the credit to themselves. They're giving the glory for any accomplishments to themselves. That is refusing to acknowledge you couldn't take another breath without your Creator. That's refusing to acknowledge that. It's ignorance. We acknowledge God is real. He made us. Not we ourselves. We are His people and the sheep of His pasture. We acknowledge that, right? I acknowledge my family and friends are a gift from Him. Wouldn't have any favor, wouldn't have any respect if it wasn't for Him. Acknowledging Him, it was Him. It was Him. I was able to increase, I had more money come in, made a profit on an investment, made a sale, was able to see a project through and it did good. Do I give me the credit? Do we give ourselves? Well, we worked hard. Well, you can't work hard if you're dead. Right? You can't work hard if you can't think. You can't work hard if nobody will give you a job. Did you hear me? You can't do anything if you don't have any opportunities. You couldn't find the door if it wasn't for God. It's just a fact. You couldn't make it out of bed. It's not trying to be humble. It's just reality. It's a fact. It's the truth. And when you realize that, and that stays in front of you every day and every night, then you got no problem saying, not just once a week. You got no problem. All through the day, every time something goes good, it's just as natural as breathing for you. You go, oh, thank you, Lord. Yeah, glory. Look at that. Look at that. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. You did that for us. Thank you. Been working on something, working on something. Finally came together. The most natural thing for you to say is, oh, glory to God. Look, oh, thank you, Lord. You put it together for us. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. It's a lifestyle, a way of life. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Now, go with me, if you would, to Romans. Hold your place in Psalms. Don't lose that, but go to Romans, the first chapter. What are these two big things that you see in the New Testament that Thanksgiving is? And you remember, what is it? Acknowledging God. And then what else? Being grateful. And, of course, expressing that gratitude. Thank you, Lord. How many glad you can sit in here without pain tonight? Huh? How many glad you're not on an old hard wooden bench? How many glad you got enough light here you can actually see what's going on? You can actually see who's sitting beside you. We did a crusade in Guatemala one time, and we showed a film, you know, of Jesus, and then we're going to preach at the end of it and give people an opportunity to give their life to the Lord. And it was about dusk when we started, and it got dark real quick, and the lights went out, and the movie began to play about Jesus. And I'm telling you, you begin to hear all these things. Couldn't see a thing. And you begin to feel this and feel this. And when the lights came back on, that place was packed. There were very few people there when we started. There was people everywhere, but you couldn't see it. There was movement. And thank God, though, they were ready to hear about Jesus. They came in from the woodwork. But it's good to be able to see in church. Right? Good to be comfortable. How many glad you got a Bible you can of your own that you can read the word for yourself? Just don't have to take somebody else's word for it. Thank you, Lord. Before you go to Romans, you're already in Psalms, right? You're holding your place there. Let's read a couple of these and kind of warm you up for what's coming next. In Psalm 18, these Psalms are songs, songs of praise, songs of thanksgiving, songs of worship. This revelation in them, how praise is to be done. Psalm 18. And if we'll skip on down to about verse 46. Psalm 18, 46. The Lord lives. Somebody say, yes, he does. And blessed be my rock. See the rock of your life? Let the God of my salvation be exalted. It's God that avenges me and subdues the people under me. If somebody does you wrong, who takes care of that for you? See, don't you try to do it. Bible said, vengeance is mine, says the Lord. Don't try to get even. Oh, you'll miss it. You'll get in the flesh. You'll let the enemy use you. You'll sow bad seed. Set up some bad things for you. Don't do it. I don't care what somebody did to you. Leave it before the Lord. Leave it in his hands. Verse 48, he delivers me from my enemies. Yea, you lift me up above those that rise up against me. You've delivered me from the violent man. Therefore will I what? I'll give thanks to you, O Lord, among the heathen. See, are you embarrassed or intimidated to thank God in front of unbelievers? No, you shouldn't be. And sing praises unto your name. Is it appropriate for you, at least once in a while and more often than that, to burst into song? Some folks looking at me like, "Now I know you lost it now, Brother Keith, because you see, I don't sing." Everybody can sing. Everybody. I'm seeing expressions all over the place going, No, everybody. Everybody. If you couldn't sing, then all these verses, and there are many of them that deal with singing, wouldn't apply to you. That can't be. Word applies to everybody. You can sing. Everybody can sing. Now, some people carry a tune better than others. And like I've said before, everybody can sing. Not everybody should record. Not everybody should be given a microphone. But everybody can sing. And just like instead of just being quiet and thanking God in your heart and in your mind, when you lift your voice to say it out loud, there's a greater blessing. There's a greater manifestation. When you lift your voice to sing, you step up even further. So you should do it. Now, if you feel uncomfortable about getting too loud around anybody else, well, get home. Practice at home. Right? Sing. Praise God. Bless God. Give glory to God. And then when we all come together, you know, everybody should be lifting their voice and not paying attention to each other. He said, I will sing praises to my God. He delivered me from my enemies. Yea, you lift me up above those that rise up against me. You've delivered me from the violent man. Therefore will I give thanks to you, O Lord, among the heathen, and sing praises to your name. What's he saying? He's saying he did it. Verse 48, he's the one that delivered me. He's the one that lifted me up. Is he acknowledging God? They went and fought. But what's he talking about? How they fought and how they won. Now what's he saying? God delivered me. I mean, they strapped on the armor. They loaded up the chariots. They went out. They fought. I know they put a lot into it. But he didn't even bring that up. What did he say? God delivered me. He's acknowledging God.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series, The Life of Praise, you may call More Life Ministries at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelife.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Remember to join us in Sarasota, Florida on Monday, February 4th, as we begin the Greater Faith Conference. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.
Thanks be to God. Be to God who gives me